Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, DP. We are live on the stream. Like Marty Schottenheimer used to say, we got the gleam. NFL segment, I want to continue along this. I want to ask you this, DP, since you're the Captain Chaos. I want to ask you about these Las Vegas Raiders, right? And we asked about the team that we both love to hate, that team down in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you this, and this is something that kind of intrigued me. You've seen Jerry Jones not willing to commit to Dak Prescott. We could probably all come in agreement he's at least a top 12 quarterback for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're the Las Vegas Raiders, and I don't know who you could possibly trade or what the draft capital you have, would you pick up the phone and call Jerry? Maybe before the trade deadline. Say Dallas gets off to a slow start,
mm-hmm.
Check his temperature, because your only other option is Gardner Minshew or get back into the draft next year. You have too many veterans to roll the dice.
So there's a part of the chaotic child in me that loves the idea of those two owners having any conversation.
Yeah.
Those two owners, like if we think that Area 51 is real, that those are the two people who have a code to the entrance.
They got the files.
Like,
right?
they know which road, like they know which cactus to turn at.
Yeah.
They know, like, they know how much gas they need to get in and get out.
Yeah.
And they know the dude at the door.
Yeah. They got the garage code for when it comes up. Yeah.
They know the menu. They're not bringing food with them.
Yeah.
They know what.
He said, what cactus?
Right. So I'm cool with those two having a conversation about getting right, because nothing good's going to come from it.
No, but I'm just saying, what I'm saying is this for Dak Prescott. I mean, look,
don't want it to end well, first of all.
Right.
Like, so yeah.
I would like Dak Prescott to go to the Raiders and the Raiders somehow win a championship, because that would be the funniest thing ever.
There would be humor in that.
It would be.
There would be humor in that, especially because I need to see Skip Bayless and how he handles it. Because cry.
Oh, yeah, he's going to
cry. He's going to cry and kick his knees. He's going to skin his knees on the ground from throwing a tantrum, because his Dakota Prescott won outside of the star.
Right.
And the Cowboys would still be the Cowboys. Sorry, Pete Ferguson. Sorry, Charles Phillips. I know there's a lot of Cowboy fans out there that listen. You're friends and family, but I love it when your team sucks. So
everybody does.
Yeah.
It's like a national holiday when the Cowboys lose late in the season.
Isn't the sun always brighter on Monday?
Because they do it every single year.
Right. It's just like, oh, there's the national holiday.
Yeah.
It moves from year to year on the day of elimination. Like, we never know what, like, it's not like Christmas where December 25th.
It's Cowboy holiday. Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
it's Cowboy Festivus, right?
It all starts with the camera panning to the owner's box.
Yes. And it's a day.
And Jerry got to get up.
For Cowboy Nation they have to declare their grievances, right? they spend 48 hours complaining about why the Cowboys are not in the Super Bowl. Now, we all know that it's pre-scripted and hilarious, and there's a laugh track behind it. Like, we need the day of Cowboy misery for the rest of the country to heal. Like, we all forget when our team got eliminated because of the day the Cowboys get eliminated.
It's always a great day when the Cowboys get eliminated. It's funny, man, but
Cowboys Festivus. It's a thing now.
I just wonder, what are they going to do, Raiders, to remedy? If the Raiders think, And this is where, if I was Antonio Pierce, I would be, now granted, I'm elated that he became the head coach.
Yeah, we want him there.
And he fits the Raiders. But what doesn't fit with the Raiders is Gardner Minshew. I'm going up in there and say, listen, man, that's cool in the offseason, but we got Patrick Mahomes. We got Mr. Khaki up there because you know Justin Herbert's going to be better. And let's just assume somehow, some way, the Denver Broncos are a better and more competitive team. And we rolling out with this dude here.
Can I ask you,
Gardner Minshew?
Can I ask you if both a favor? To Nebraskaize this Gardner Minshew thing, right? I need for you both to tell me who the Nebraska version of Gardner, who is the quarterback in Nebraska's history that is 100% Gardner Minshew?
That's a good question. Gardner Minshew.
Like, he's the dude, like, we think he earned the right to be there. We're not sure how.
He's Sam Keller.
Keller's a highly rated transfer. He was a big deal coming from Arizona State.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, that's Gardner Minshew. Yeah, like, he did Gardner a thing.
When Gardner Minshew left the Colts and he went to the Eagles, he was a big deal. Now he's still a big deal.
See, I was going to say Ron Kellogg.
He had a moment. Guy,
not really sure what. Like, you're okay with him as your starter, but you don't want him long term. He has moments more so than he has actual career success.
Like, if you saw him on the cover of the Huskers
game
day.
He's just the modern day version of Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's all he is.
That's fair.
He's Ryan Fitzpatrick 2.0. I don't know who would be here. It has to be a backup quarterback that started and won a few games. Because Gardner Minshew will win you two or three games, and then next thing you know, he'll throw five touchdowns and one interception.
So they beat Oklahoma but lose to Kansas.
They beat Kansas. He beats Iowa State. Comeback victory.
Oh, is it Chubba?
Against Missouri. And then once you play Oklahoma, he just one touchdown, four interceptions, and 98 yards.
Chubba's not wrong.
Yeah.
I know Chubba now.
Chubba. We should have thought about that. Yeah, it's Chubba. It is Chubba because of the name is Chubba. You got Gardner.
We're so going to get trouble for this. But that's okay. It's perfect. Like, I'm ready for it.
Chubba did good things.
That's exactly the way you have to talk about Gardner Minshew. Like, Gardner does good things.
But I think, to be honest with you, I think Chubba, if we weren't able to get the two quarterbacks we got, he's still here. I think you see a better version of him.
That's fair.
I think if he was healthy, I think last year goes a lot of difference as well.
What's the difference between Gardner Minshew and Jacoby Brissett?
I have a level of respect for Jacoby Brissett. That I don't have for Gardner Minshew.
Jacoby Brissett, listen, you know exactly what you're going to get Monday through Sunday. Gardner Minshew, I don't know what you're going to see out there. He thinks he's Michael Vick one day. He thinks he's Justin Fields the next. He thinks he's Jalen Hurts. And then all of a sudden, he's going to think he's Tom Brady.
Yeah, how many of your teams have had both guys quarterback for them?
All of them, right? Like, all of them. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like this, but this is – so it's like
– we had Ryan Fitzpatrick in Buffalo.
Right. We had him in D.C. Yeah, we had him both. Listen, Jacoby's still there, I think. His nameplate is still in the locker room.
Listen, Ryan Fitzpatrick has fooled a lot of GMs and owners from Tampa Bay to Buffalo. To
the Jets, the Dolphins,
to everybody.
Chris Rock does the comedy routine. He says, "Well, you just want that the black athlete can suck as much as the white athlete doing the same thing."
Oh yeah,
that's what I like about Jacoby Brissett. Yeah, he sucks at a Gardner Minshew level and is allowed to do so as a black quarterback.
Yeah,
that's a win for me.
And he's back chilling. He's going to teach somebody. Like, he's getting the
is he black Kirk Cousins.
No, he's the dude from
he's
on the NFL Network. The dude that was at Missouri, and he played at
Chase Daniel.
He's Chase Daniel.
Yeah, just to be able to suck as bad.
But Chase Daniel is actually pretty good.
Yeah. As the other 8-year sometimes starting quarterback in the NFL,
you want him to be like Vince Evans?
Yeah, like Rodney Pete.
Rodney Pete. Like,
I'm rooting for all the Rodney Petes of the world who was the other brother that started for the Cowboys? War 17.
Before T-Mart.
he was
from Georgia.
Yes.
Carter. Quincy Carter.
Quincy Carter.
But you know who got the who's got the corner like covered?
Yeah.
Is your boy that played for the Ravens this year that everybody picks up all the time?
Oh, Josh Johnson.
Josh Johnson. Dude, he's going family. On like 20 years in the league.
He's family. Josh Andrews, look, couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, great.
Like, just a too nicer nice guy.
Cut. I cut you. You will be back by Christmas.
Like, listen, like, right? Like, you give him, keep the card to the yeah, security.
Don't
like,
tell anybody.
Keep the security card.
Yeah.
Like, you can work out here, yeah. but at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Like,
yeah. We'll send you meals.
Yep.
Just stay in town.
Like, we'll Uber eat you.
Stay in town.
Yeah.
On my dime.
Those are my favorite. Like, we need to do a whole show of our favorite not great quarterbacks.
Oh.
Curtis Painter.
Like, the,
yes.
like the
no,
guy, right?
I got one. Here's the thing.
Right?
I did a speech out in Oxford, Nebraska. And one guy, they were two Buffalo Bills fans in Oxford, Nebraska. It was the craziest thing ever. So we're talking about what's going to happen because Josh Allen has absolutely no weapons.
Right.
Yes, you got my man Keon Coleman, but it's going to be a
got that code at Macy's.
I love him so much already. And if you listen to his McDonald's order, it's going to be hard to keep him his weight under control. So the weight coach is in trouble. So we started to go down the deep dive of Buffalo Bills quarterbacks, and here's one: J.P. Lossman.
That's right, head went first. Oh.
J.P. Lossman. Then you had Manuel, and then you had Barkley. And then who was the other dude?
Tyrod Taylor was up there for a while.
But he was good.
Jacoby Brissett
wants to be Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah.
Because Tyrod Taylor is actually legit. He'll bring you to the playoffs. He just ain't going to win.
Just don't let no doctors by his ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, right? How about that? Don't do that.
We went through the
To compare, they're the Bobby Hebears of pro football.
Yeah.
Like the Bobby Hebears.
No, they're Bobby Brister. Bobby Hebert made a couple Pro Bowls.
I still don't understand how Bobby Brister fooled people.
That's who Gardner Minshew is. Because Gardner Minshew has that, like, country boy. Like
right on the RV.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew is kind of country boy, but he's kind of like a little bit of a like, suave, too. You know, you don't know whether he's going to, you know, he's doing acid or mushrooms. Or he just, hey, I'm here a little bit.
Before the game.
And then he has that Matthew McConaughey that I'm pulling up my RV and I'm just on the beach.
Because there are people that they were constantly hired. And then for whatever reason, like the adage in baseball is that if you're on the bench and you're basic, the moment you're put in the game, the ball will find you. Well, the starting quarterback for those teams cried the moment those people were signed to the roster because they were going to get hurt.
Yeah.
And these were like Gardner Minshew. If you're the starting quarterback and Gardner Minshew shows up,
demand a trade.
Check your insurance immediately because you are going on the IR. You are going to get hurt.
And then he's going to get fanfare. Everybody loves the backup quarterback.
He's become the hero. Like he's become the next guy. That was Washington for a long time because there was that run of right after Theismann of Rippon, Schrader, Stan Humphries, Trent Green. Like, they were all Gus Frat. There was a whole, Heath Shuler. There was a whole run of Patrick Ramsey.
Yeah. Tulane. He was a Tulane. Big arm of Patrick Ramsey. You know, you just talked about
Danny Werfel.
Yes.
Who was the other quarterback
with the black hair? From Florida, man.
Yeah. And then he came in for Spurrier.
Yeah.
And led them to two wins.
It's like your boy Tommy DeVito for the Giants.
Like it's just like you're going, oh my god, this is the best.
Dudes up there doing sign-ins at pizza shops, charging people $20,000. You know, so I mean,
agents asking people to stop leaning into the Italian.
Find
your niche and run with it, man.
So good.
And you know, here's the deal: when we were down at the Super Bowl, his agent was down there.
Oh,
he had the motto.
He had more media obligations than some players. There's some players walking around just trying to get tucked. We were interviewing dudes like, you ain't got no business being on here. Dude was like the backup defensive tackle for the Jaguars. Yeah. This dude has a handler that has another handler, and he comes in there and he's running with a stick. Yeah, give it to him, man.
It's great hustle.
Well, you know what we're going to do? We know what we're going to do tomorrow for the first hour. We got to get it going. Yeah. We got to have the text line and everybody text in just random quarterbacks.
Are we allowed to research tonight?
Yes. I'm talking about from Dan McGuire, the 6'10" quarterback. That's Mark McGuire's brother. That was a first round pick of the Seattle Seahawks. I'm talking about Rick Meyer, who was supposed to be better than Joe McCarthy.
There's certain teams you could just dive into. We may have to find out what organization had the greatest run of bad quarterback.
Dolphins.
Yeah. Jay Feeler was good, but you remember when they had Ray Lucas? They signed him a big free agent.
Ray deal? Lucas. The
Bears still don't have a franchise quarterback.
The Bears are top of the list.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Bears are in a whole Smoke league of their Jay. Own.
Yeah, like it's just like it's a whole other thing. But the Detroit Lions aren't far behind. Because when Scott Mitchell sits in the top in your Mount Rushmore of quarterback.
Hey, what about the Cincinnati Bengals, though? They went Dave Klingler. Remember him?
But Cincinnati had three really good ones. So Ken Anderson.
It was cold.
Was cold.
Boomer size. Like
Boomer and his run, and then the Burrow run.
Yeah.
But in between that.
Palmer. Carson Palmer was good.
Palmer.
Yeah, but.
Kimo Von Offlin just messed that up. He was good.
Chad Ocho-Cinco Johnson and TJ Hushmanzada were my bad child.
Palmer was there, they were good. But besides that, though.
The Cleveland Browns.
Andy Dalton.
Cleveland Browns.
Dalton had a few good years.
Yeah, he did.
Andy Dalton had a few good years.
Cleveland Browns had a monumentally bad run of quarterbacks.
Leave him alone, man.
Here's what's funny thing is that you didn't know what to do with the jerseys. That you made so many Tim Couch jerseys.
Oh, man.
They ended up in Africa.
Who was the brother that got drafted in the third round? And
Deshaun Kizer.
No, the third round, the same year Brady did. What's his name? Oh, man. Because Brady goes, it's called the Brady Six.
What year was that?
98, maybe. I don't know.
The Browns.
But yes, Deshaun Kizer. Remember him from Notre Dame?
Oh.
Talking about he had a big arm. What about your boy Milton? He got drafted, and they asked him if he was going to play tight end. He's like, no chance. Yes, there is, brother.
Yeah, watch this.
Once they start asking if you're going to play tight end, the media is not – here's what these young players don't understand. If you're in a position like that, they're not just going to come ask you out of nowhere if you're going to play tight end. Somebody had to tell them you potentially will be a tight end. Here's a perfect example. I remember when Jason Peters got drafted by Buffalo, and he went a little bit later. He was a tight end in college at Arkansas. They pretty much told him the same thing. Offensive tackle. You know what he said? You know what? I'm going to be cool. I'm going to eat. And he's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Put him in.
All right. I found that 2000 NFL draft.
Okay. Here we go.
I'm going to run down the list of quarterbacks that were drafted.
Listen, before you even say it, San Francisco's quarterback name is the best of all time. And here's the best part about it is, DP, nobody knows where he's at. I'm telling you, because I'm on the San Francisco alumni. I don't even know why they got me on there. I had a cup of tea half the season, but they keep sending me in. I'm telling you, so they're sending out emails. Do you know where this guy is at? Run it, Austin.
Okay. QB1 in 2000 NFL draft, Chad Pennington.
Yeah, legit. Brian
Marshall.
Who? Yeah, he's legit.
Okay. Giovanni Carmazzi. That Niners guy, Jay. Giovanni Carmazzi. Yes.
Paging. Hold on.
I have to get that jersey now.
No, DP. We are asking everybody on 93.7 to take a text line right here. Text in. We are putting an APB out on this man. We have to find where he's at. I hope he is well and in good health. Because that dude right there is a trivia question. Mm-hmm. Who did the San Francisco 49ers draft instead of Tom Brady?
I need that jersey.
Say his name again, Austin.
Giovanni Carmazzi. It's a Giovanni Carmazzi show.
I have to get his jersey.
And you know he's hey, baby, I'm Gio. Just call me.
That's what he said.
Oh
He said, just, you call me G. Just call me G.
Okay, after that, we have Chris Redman. We have...
From Louisville.
From Louisville. We have T. Martin.
Yeah.
Mark Bolger.
Wow. He was okay. Yeah, West Virginia.
But he kept finding whoever Trent Green and Gus Frat were. Like, he was like, no, here comes another ex-Washington quarterback to take my job.
Spurgeon Win.
That's
Spurgeon.
Him. From Spurgeon the great. Yes, Spurgeon Win.
Okay. Texas State. Then Tom Brady. Uh-huh. Then you have Todd Husak. Wow. Juwan Sider. Wow. Tim Rattay. Jarius Jackson and Joe Hamilton.
Tim Rattay actually had some.
He played for the Redskins, didn't he?
Yeah.
He actually had some run.
4,800 career yards.
Joe Hamilton, I think, was before his time. Uh-huh. I think Joe Hamilton would be a higher draft. He'd be a way better player just because of the run pass option.
Here's 2007.
So you already been playing. This is where DP just needs a full on. 3 hours or 4 hours, because we're focusing on 2000 with Brady. My man has already got that computer.
2007. Here you ready for this? You ready for this? To tell you that the best quarterback in this draft in 2007 wasn't even drafted. The best quarterback taken that year was Matt Moore.
He was cold too.
Matt Moore.
Yeah.
Matt Moore. Now.
Or does that Flynn, sorry.
First round, of course, had two draft picks.
Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, Jamarcus go. Russell and Brady Quinn.
Brady Quinn was all right.
Round two. No, with the greatest jaw in all of quarterback history.
See, it doesn't fight.
He's handsome, though.
The greatest jaw in all of quarterback history. Kevin Cobb.
Who?
Yeah, Kevin Cobb, longtime Eagles guy.
Oh, right? The Eagles paid him, though.
Right.
Yeah. Because Chip Kelly liked him, right?
Yeah. John Beck.
Ravens?
Not Harrison, but John.
John Beck, Ravens? Ravens, right?
Of course, he ended up starting for the Redskins. Drew Stanton.
I don't know.
Who had one of the great sideline celebrations in history. Trent Edwards.
Who the hell
was taken
that?
In the fourth, in the third round.
But he went to Buffalo.
Stand back.
Hold on. Time out. Trent Edwards went to Buffalo, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember him, kind of. Yes.
Isaiah Standback from UW, Jeff Rowe, Jordan Palmer, the other Palmer, not Bachelor. The Bachelor, Tyler Thigpen. Tyler Thigpen.
Diggy with it.
And then maybe the most underachieving quarterback of the bunch, Troy Smith.
Did you say the most underachieving quarterback of the bunch when you mentioned Jamarcus Russell?
Yes. The Troy Smith.
You don't like Troy Smith?
Look, I thought he walked into a perfect situation because he became the after Flack, the pre. Wait a minute. Where he was Troy the after did? Dilfer with the Ravens. And I thought, just don't suck. And
he was okay. He was good. Remember, he went to San Francisco. Here's where he lost his mind. Remember, he tried to fight Mike Singletary?
Yeah. But this is how you know that he is a bad decision maker with a football, because he decided to take on Mike Singletary. Not a wise move.
After he threw three interceptions.
Right. And here's the thing. All of these quarterbacks that we're mentioning, Jay Foreman just quoted the great shirt for all of these quarterbacks. He's okay. Like, that's the perfect definition of all those quarterbacks. Man, okay.
I just wanted to, I mean, Troy Smith actually did something decent.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That he's like literally the hall of he's okay. Like, he didn't suck. But he's okay.
I mean, it's just been worse.
Here's some quarterback names for you. Ready for these?
Hold on, we gotta do 2000. You doing 2008?
No. We're gonna say, because here's some quarterbacks. Quite frankly, remember Ronald Curry?
Yeah, he was a better receiver though.
He was a better. He's a better point guard.
Yeah, but he was a good receiver though. He's a better point guard. He if he didn't get injured, I think he would have been a really good receiver.
In the hall of he's okay. Sean Hill. Mm-hmm. He's okay.
But Sean Hill got paid, though.
JT O'Sullivan.
Not JT Sullivan, JT O'Sullivan.
Right? Kurt Kittner.
Look at that man's face.
Patrick Ramsey.
What about Brian Brown? Is that Jeff Brown's brother?
Yeah, son or something?
He went to Louisville.
That's how you know. Listen, maybe the captain of the he's okay quarterback club, Matt McGloin.
I like Matt McGloin though, man. That's my Big Ten dude. You leave him, give him a break.
He's okay.
I like Matt McGloin, man.
He's okay.
He's
also
tough.
You know who's also in that club? Mike Glennon.
Hey, the neck.
Listen.
The neck.
Hey, Mike Glennon. What about John David Booty going to Minnesota? Get USC's your booty on. Finest. Listen, let me tell you about Mike Glennon. There's always these guys with Giovanni. There's always these guys that are going to be your trivia question guys.
Yes. Yes.
And the trivia question for Mike Glennon is going to be, listen, who had the longest neck ever as an NFL quarterback that the North Carolina Wolfpack head coach decided to take him over Russell Wilson, who ended up being a Hall of Famer?
Yep.
Who is he?
Stuck his neck out for him.
Yes, and Mike Glennon got paid. Tampa Bay paid him.
He's the son of a coach in Northern Virginia, and it's big. It's a bit like to tell you that quarterback play in Northern Virginia is.
Oh no, I got a better one.
Yeah. Greg Paulus.
I got a better one. I got a better one.
Notre Dame has its own list.
Yes,
like Notre Dame has horrible its own
quarterback.
List.
Hey, Jimmy Clausen leads it, but Eric. Yeah. Hey. Eric Ainge, who was related to Danny Ainge. Remember him?
He tried to sell that thing, man. He tried to sell that thing.
He's like the eighth cousin of Danny Ainge.
Yeah, he tried. Which,
Colt Brennan. Remember him from Hawaii?
Yep.
I loved Colt. He was the hero in D.C. because he never played.
I got a better one here.
He never Andre played. Who was the other one, though? The other Hawaii quarterback.
Jimmy Chan.
No.
Jimmy Chan.
Passed away. Was that Colt Brennan?
That was...
Who's the one that just passed
away? I think that was Colt Brennan.
Colt Brennan.
Yeah.
What about your boy Alex Brink that went to Houston?
Oh, man.
He went to Washington.
Houston had a whole bunch, too. The Houston Cougars had a whole bunch. They had a bunch of dudes that was like, he's okay.
Where does Sage Rosenfels fall in this conversation?
Oh, Sage and...
Sage was a good backup, though.
And who's the guy that's announcing with Dallas, the Cowboys now? Was a Redskins... Babe Laufenberg, who built a 30-year broadcast career off of two moments, one for the Redskins, one for the Cowboys.
Damn, that's a name.
Babe Laufenberg.
But Sage Rosenfels was a good backup. He was good to go in there. But I think that people get like...
Man's got hell.
Yeah, that's what... You get side... That's when... You know what that is, Austin? That's when
funny.
The good gets too good
that
to
is
you.
So
the
funny.
Getting too good to you, man. Listen. Slide, do something else. You got helicopter.
That is so funny. Oh my goodness.
But he got up though.
He sure did.
There, those dudes. Like he's definitely an okay club guy. Here's Brian Hoyer is still
all time finesse.
Right. Like
Brian Hoyer is the Kirk Cousins of backup quarterback.
He has the greatest agent.
Of all time.
Of all time.
And then the thing is, he was in there punking people. Like, where was he at where he was battling with a quarterback? Was it Cleveland, Johnny Manziel? Or did Johnny Manziel ask him something? He's like, I ain't telling you nothing.
Yeah, I'm not here to help you.
Right.
Also quarterback.
Johnny Manziel got drafted first round knowing dang well you about to be the backup. Johnny Manziel said, hey, man, I ain't never do any play action. You know, can you help me out? Nah, I ain't helping you do nothing. Brian Hoyer.
Tomorrow's going to be fun.
Brian Hoyer didn't even start at Michigan State, did he? Because that was a Kirk Cousins was there.
Yeah.
He was like a part-time starter.
Again, that the hoodie turned him into a viable.
If you just step foot in Foxborough, Monday. That was 8 years on your NFL career.
Cash.
Heck, Cliff Kingsbury was there.
I mean, look, Drew Bledsoe was still getting money in Dallas.
Money.
Like, he was getting money in Dallas. Just hanging out.
I like Drew Bledsoe. You want to know why I like Drew Bledsoe? Here, I'm going to tell you real quick. They went no backs, right? They went no backs, empty. And I looked at him, and I said, I know you ain't going to like try to quarterbacks like draw it, right? And he looked me up and down. He looked me up and down. Was like, yeah. I bammed his ass like no other. I was like, I told you. This is the second time I told you. He tried to get some get back on me, right? And he took it like a champ. He's a good dude, man.
There are some.
I bammed his ass.
So do we do the teams with the worst quarterbacks, or do we do the he's okay club?
I like the names. I like the random polls.
I like the random name.
Yeah, because
I feel like the names. We can make fun of teams. I don't want to make fun of guys.
Names are spectacular. Career,
yes.
Well, no, we're making fun of. Look, these are all successful people. Elite athletes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're not saying that.
Yeah.
But there's certain people that require a certain response. That fair or unfair, we say he's okay. We can't change it, but
neither could he.
He's okay.
Yeah, as hard as he tried, he ain't he's okay. That, man. Anyways, okay. Man, good stuff.
You
man.
Can do that with Huskers and spend the whole afternoon.
Man, what's the dude that's crazy calls himself the throw god? He was here. You ever see this dude? He played here and he like lost his mind. He used to play at Nebraska. He calls himself the throw god on like Instagram and TikTok. He got still going, but he got a big old beer belly and he runs around and does all these quarterback drills. First of all, it's weird because he calls himself the quarterback trainer. He doesn't like black people, but he just he's just talking crazy.
That is dude, the greatest description we've ever had.
I'll find him. He calls himself his name is the throw god.
That is the greatest description of a random Husker that I've ever heard.
Yeah, he lost now his mind. He was a 4-star, 4 or 5-star recruit.
Now
too.
I'm interested.
Yeah. Anyways, great great Tuesday.
Walk-on weeklies behind us.
Oh, yes. Harrison Beck.
Yeah, Harrison Beck. Yeah. Is it Harrison Beck?
Yeah.
Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, DP, Old School, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.